Thank you, Chair. The text lacks internal consistency when identifying the range of actors and activity intended to be covered. As mentioned previously and similar to what others have said, the definition of business activities is so broad that it can capture any act by a business enterprise, which would be over-inclusive. At the same time, Article 3 provides a significant loophole in how states may treat business enterprises domestically, and thus undermine the LBI's universal applicability by allowing states to, for example, treat state-owned enterprises differently from other businesses. The scope of rights intended to be covered by the LBI is inconsistent with international human rights law and imprecise. Article 3.3 indicates that the scope of the LBI is to cover all internationally recognized human rights binding on the state parties to the LBI, but then goes on to list a number of sources for such rights that do not in and of themselves create legally binding obligations, including the non-binding Universal Declaration of Human Rights and ILO Declaration on Fundamental Principles and Rights at Work. Moreover, the reference to customary international law should be more specific given the variations in understanding as to what human rights obligations constitute customary international law. We would encourage consideration of alternatives that provide a clear and practical scope and are better aligned with the broader human rights framework. Thank you.